question I want to take up is a question of a hefsek in terms of bracha achrona. Okay. As a bracha rishona is one thing. But the question is when is there a hefsek for bracha achrona? So, meaning to say, is there a point where we say that you must bench if you want to start, if you want to eat more, or you're chayev in, basically, you know, it would mean that if you wanted to continue, there are many cases where if you want to continue, you have to make another bracha rishona before you can continue, even though you had made a bracha rishona prior to that. But what about, when must you make a bracha achrona before you can continue? Okay, so it comes up obviously in the context of Dalet Kosos, right? That's the question of the Dalet Kosos. Do you need to make a bracha achrona for each kos? We know you need to make a bracha rishona for each kos, and that's the way we hold. But the ones who hold you need a bracha rishona for each kos, well, what about bracha achrona? Okay, so the Rif brings down and the Ramban brings down, but before we get to the Ramban...
So is it dependent on whether you hold? Because, like, going back to the Svarim, right, so we hold, you do first and the third, or whatever. So would that make a difference in terms of bracha achrona if there was no few?
So certainly if you don't make a bracha rishona on the second cup, you're not going to make a bracha achrona on the first cup. That's not possible.
Well,
question is the other way around. What if you have to? What if you do make a bracha rishona on the second cup? Why don't you have to make a bracha achrona on the first cup before you move on to the second cup? Okay? All right, so I just want to take the two sheets. There's a machlokas of the Tosfos and the Ramban. All right, so the Tosfos is found in Chulin on Peivav Amud Beis. I mean, this is the whole sugi over here in terms of the bracha rishona, but... Agavorcha comes, the bracha achrona comes up. So the Gemara says like this. I mean, Tosis brings up the question of bracha achrona. The Gemara is really dealing with bracha rishona. But the Gemara says like this. I'm not going to go into the whole, you know, they're just going to pull this one piece out. The Gemara says, "My shnomi tabi yedirav." Okay. The Rav Brun of Rav Chanan Altamidi the Rav have a Yosvi Besu Dosa. So, Rav Bruno and Rav Chanano were sitting at a Suda. Koya Lai Rav Yaiba Saba. Rav Yaiba Saba was being Mishamish. He was Mishamish the Suda. Omrulei Hav Livrich. So they said to him, let's bench. Right, so he was the Mishamesh Basuda. So Rashi says, Mazog Kos Lebirkas HaMazon. So they said, okay, let's get out the coast for Birkas HaMazon. And then, Nimluchu V'omru Mazog Lishtos. Then they said, no, we want to eat more. So bring the coast, but bring it for drinking, not for Birkas HaMazon. So they're having the Suda. First they said, let's have the coast of Birkas HaMazon. And then they said, turn it into a coast of into a regular coast of Shasia. Okay?
Yeah. Does that mean they would have to make a new bracha for Shona?
Oh, hold on. That's the case. Okay. So Hodur Omrule Hav Lishti. Right. So then they said, no, let's drink it. Omar Lahu, Rav Yaibusaba, Hochi Omar Rav. So he wasn't just a he wasn't just the waiter over there. He was a Talmud Chacham. So he said, but one second, this is what Rav said. Kevon de Omar hav livrich itzar leile mishti chamra. Once you say, let's bench, you're not allowed to drink wine. So what does it mean, not allowed to drink wine? So Rashi says, Kevon de Omar... Hav livrich goli bedaite de gomra suudasa. So you already revealed that it shows that you intended to end the suud already. Va'aser lishtos ad sheyivarech lefanov. Doesn't mean aser to drink. Absolutely aser to drink, right? It means to say you can't drink without a bracha rishona. She'ein mitzdarefes l'suda rishona. So that's the normal halacha. That's the straightforward idea that we're all familiar with in terms of bracha rishona. That how does the bracha rishona work? It covers a certain kavias, right? You sit down, you koveya for achila. So when that kavias is over, so then the bracha doesn't relate to any achila past that kavias. The bracha relates to the achila of the kavias. If the kavias is over, now you need a new bracha on the next kavias. So that's what he told them. He told them, you can't drink this without a bracha. Okay.
Could you do the bracha before the benching and drink it?
Yes. Oh, so that's what Tosis wants to know. So Rashi just says it means you need a bracha rishona. Okay. So pirush v'kunshu sechein rabbeinu chananu im lo tivar. What does it mean? Oser luchu lemishti im lo tivarchu bori priagofen. Aval al yedei birkas bori priagofen shari lemishti kodem birkas hamazon. So that's what Tosis pulls out of Rashi. That Rashi is saying, all you need is a bori priagofen, but you don't need to bench. You don't need to bench before you eat, before you make the bori priagofen.
Right, but if there's some other, it's not specific to wine, obviously. Right?
Not specific to wine.
Then that's when the question becomes, is the
birchas mazon? So that's Tosis' question. Tosis' question is Tosis is making the point that what? That all you need is a bracha rishona. You don't need a bracha achrona, according to Rashi. V'hashta maisi shapir. All right, so that and that's the... Dechi hechi. All right, and now he's just trying to show you how it works into this sugya. Yeah. He says, "V'chein ba'arvei psachim, ma'isi raya me'achuv de lamandem baruch hakasa kama v'kasa de birkasa." He's talking. He's just showing you that is dealing with bracha rishona. So basically, it comes out that what that you don't need. And then he also says, "Amrina," and then also the Gemara says in Chulin, "Deshamesh mevorech al kol prusa uprusa." So the Gemara says, "Deshamesh, he never knows what he's going to be eating." So whatever he eats, he can't count on a real kvias, right? They let him have something here and there. So every time he eats, he needs another bracha. So Tosfos says it's not ein nira the tzarich levarich b'chol pam bori birkas hamazon ela birkas hamotzi vade tzarich levarich. So that's what he wants to say. He wants to support, bring support for Rashi's shita. Okay. V'had omalu Rav Yaibasava lechu lemishti alpha pishalohaya yodeya imrotzim levarich bori priya. I'm sorry. Also lechu lemishti alpha pishalohaya yodeya imrotzim levarich bori priya gafen techila mikom akom haya morolem shlo yitu v'yishdu below bracha. Okay. Why did Rav Yaibasava have to jump in? So that was when you say aser to do this, it doesn't really mean it's aser. It means that the bracha. So why did he say? Why did he think they're not going to make the bracha? What kind of thing is that? So he just wanted to make sure he didn't make a mistake. It's us. It's not. It's not like a halacha usher, right? All right, forget it. That's
why
just
like that?
Okay. Good question. Now he's like this, but everything is fine. But here's the problem: the had the amar ba'arei psachim de b'shalo he nichu zaken ochola kishen yotzin tuunim bracha lemafreya ukishen chozin tuunim bracha lechatchila haslam etza tova kamash malan. So the problem is there's an open Gemara that says if everybody's sitting down eating at a Suda and they want to go out to do whatever it is they want to do, see Mesameach Chasam Kala, speak to a friend, whatever it is. So the Gemara says if everybody leaves, they have to bench before they leave. And when they come back, they need another new Bracha Rishona. So Tosa says that's not really Mikra Adin. That's just Eitz HaTovah. Dishema Yishu Harbe Ad Shiyu Reovim Vishuvlo Yuchul Varach Birkas Hamozon Al Osasuda Kedamer Brachos. So it's amazing Tosis. So he says, really, there's absolutely no. There's never a need to make a Birkas Hamozon. Even if everybody gets up and leaves the Suda, the Gemara is just giving you an Eitz HaTovah. Says everyone shouldn't get up and leave the Suda without benching because you'll get lost. And by the time you remember to come back, because you have to come back to bench, by the time you remember to come back to bench, you might not be hungry, you might not be satisfied anymore. and you'll lose your ability to make a Birkas HaMazon. But there's never, according to Tosus, there's never a necessity, there's never a moment where you say, before you go forward, you must make a Birkas HaMazon. There's no such thing as saying, the Kvius is over, whatever it is, you must make a Birkas HaMazon before you proceed. It's just the Gemara just giving the Eitz HaTovah, just practical.
Kvius could be over in terms of making a Bracha Rishona.
Right.
But it means that there's no Chiv to bench now.
That's right. That's right. So, all right, so he just goes on with Rias. But that's it. That's the sheet of Tosas. A little surprising. But the Ramban has a different sheet. Ramban's sheet is like this. It's in Chaf Dalet on Beis in the Rif. And
well, you say it's surprising. Why would you have to bench?
So the Ramban says in the Mechamos, he quotes the Gaonim, and he basically says, just to summarize it, he says. So he says on Chaf Dalet Amud Aleph, he says. Yeah, here it is. Okay, it says lo chazina shum hefsek ella lahatina bracha lefanov. He says we only find a hefsek to require a bracha, a new bracha rishona. Aval la'acharov lo matzinu ella be'akiros makom ubedvarim she'teunim bracha lachareim b'mekoman. So Ramban says, this is laying down the rule. He says, you find a lot of cases we have a hefsek in terms of bracha rishona. But in terms of bracha achrona, there's never a hefsek. The only time we have a hefsek is akiras makom on things that require a bracha in their place. Oval bichad moshav, afilu benimlach ein lanu. But as long as you're in the same place, even though you decide to finish and you change your mind, there's no need for a bracha achrona. Okay, lefikach al hagefen shebesof poteras hakol. So he holds you only need an al hagefen at the end. Ukishanu holchem achrei divrei rishonim ein lo mabzel divrei hagon avim shel yisrael shehu rabbeinu shrira. Oviv zal heishivo b'loshon hazeh dalad kosala l'kol echad v'echad ton bracha lefanov mishum debosa kedusha itzalei lemishti ad shedoresh me'er rami ovedavi. So he holds it's a hefsek. V'chosin begula min kedam rahavu nivrich birkas hamazon. And once you say let's bench, also lemishti ad demivarech. So that's why you're going to need another bracha rishon over there. U'min kedemivarech bein shlishi l'rvi. Lo yishdev itzalei ad sheomer halal gadol ubirkas ashir el la'acharav amay mechayev al kol chad v'chad. So he gives reasons why each one is a hefsek in terms of bracha rishona. But he says, but afterwards, why should you be chayev for each kos? Ha yosiv, you're sitting there v'daite ashar kosos halalu, and you have das on the rest of the kosos. Hilkach mevorich bracha achrona v'dayo elu divrei gaonim zal. Okay, but there's something that's not right, right? There's one line, there's one phrase in there that doesn't belong. Because what does he says? He said, "Ha Yosef v'daite ashar kosos halalu," right? But the Ramban said a minute ago, it doesn't matter if you change your mind as long as you're in one spot, right? So he says. V'yesh lanu tsiyua b'hen l'chol tainosenu. V'chein kover of Yitzchak ben Geus. U'masha omar hagon kevon dechad mokom hu. V'leka nimlach l'mekam bibrocha l'besof. Sagi lomar she'im hoya nimlach l'mekam kishoya savar lokom hoya mevarech besof. Okay, he's trying to work it out. He says, he means it like this. He says, why does he say that he's in one place and he didn't change his mind? Right? He means to say that if the guy decided to leave, right, then kishahaya sovar lokum haya mavarech basof. Just saying, practically speaking, if a guy was in a suda and he was going to leave, he'd have to make a bracha. Aval im lo birech. But if a guy thought he was going to leave, he was about to bench and he didn't, v'nimlach lishtos einot tzarach ela bracha achas lebasof. So he's just trying to work out the lashon of Rav Hai over there. He wants to say, even though Rav Hai says that he's sitting in one spot and he doesn't and he has in mind to drink all four kosos, he doesn't really mean to say if he didn't have in mind to drink all four kosos that he would have to bench, but mamela, if a guy thought he was going to drink one kos, he would make a bracha achrona, so that would be the end of it. But Mirka Radini holds there's no idea you never chayev to make a bracha achrona on your shasiya, whether it's Birkas Lamazon or the Alagefen, as long as you're in the same spot. The only time you're chayev to make to bench is if you leave your makom. If it's a bracha that's ta'on makom, and you leave the makom. So there's the machlokas between the Ramban and Tosis, basically. Concisely, the machlokas is in that case, right? Tosis holds that you never chayev to make a bracha achrona before you proceed, right? You just have to make a bracha rishona. Even if you leave the place and come back, there's no din that you have to make a bracha achrona.
But if you had das,
doesn't matter what your das is. Your das is to finish, makes no difference. As long as you didn't actually bench, there's never a chiyuv to you never have to bench. And you could just, obviously you can't wait until you're not satisfied, you lose the possibility to make the bracha, but there's never a moment where we say you must bench now before you go forward. Even if you leave. But there are many times where you need to make a bracha rishona. Okay? And the Ramban says that it's true, it's true hefsik for bracha rishona is very common, and we don't see a hefsik for bracha achrona in general, but there's one case where even for bracha achrona you be chayev to make the bracha before you proceed. And that is only when there's a bracha that's ta'on makom and you leave the makom. Then if you came back, you would not be allowed to eat. You're not allowed to eat anything new until you made a bracha achrona.
You can leave, come back.
You're not supposed to. Once you know you're leaving, you have to make the bracha. That's why he was trying to say when Rav Hai Gon said.
Could make the bracha
rishon, but what happens if you leave and come back without saying?
If you leave and then come back, you cannot start eating until you bench, until you say birkat hamazon. Of course.
You could say bench after.
It's not that you could. You must make Birkas HaMazon before you continue eating. Whereas according to Tosis, there's never a case where you have to make Birkas HaMazon before you continue eating.
What does he do with that other Gemara where Rashi says that you can make the...
It's in the spot. Because as long as you're in the same spot, then he holds you don't need to make a Bracha Achrona. You just need a new Bracha Rishon. Just the facts, yeah. Let's get the facts right.
If you're one place, right? And you finished eating.
Right.
And you want to go up, I don't know, you want to go for a stroll.
Right.
So according to Ramban, you have to bench right now. You're not allowed to get up and go for a walk.
Right.
You can't just, even if you know.
Because the Gemara says that. The Gemara says, if you're not meiniach a zokin or a chola, you have to make a bracha achrona when you leave and a bracha rishona when you come back. Because then your party, then your suit is still going on. Uh-huh. Then your suda still, there's still a kavias of your makom.
The gemiras suda demands birkas hamazon. The Tosfos doesn't hold that.
Now that's the catch. If it was simply that the gemar of the suda required birkas hamazon, that would be one thing. But that's not the case.
Why?
Because as long as I'm in the same spot,
right,
when I finished my meal and I want to start another meal, I do not need to make a birkas hamazon. That's the case of Tamidi Derav.
What ends the meal? So that's what he's saying.
Your das ends the meal. Because you need a new bracha rishona. The case with Rav was they were all sitting around having a suda. They said to the waiter, bring me the kos of birkas hamazon. He says, here, and then they said, no, to change it into a kos of shasiyah. he said, okay, but you just remember that you're not allowed to drink this kos until you make a bracha rishona. And Rashi says, why? Because it was a gilui das that you finished the past suda, and now this kos is not mitzarif to any bracha rishona, so you need a new bracha rishona. So, but for bracha achrona, it's not a problem. And Tosa says from that case, bracha achrona never poses a problem. Yeah, right? Okay. And the Ramban says, it would only be a problem in one case. If they would leave the place they were in, then right. They would have to make the bracha achrona.
Unless you left somebody there.
Unless then you're not leaving the place.
So,
right.
So then it's the same thing if you're staying. Doesn't matter what you does. If someone's there, you're there. So that's
right.
The story.
Right.
So it doesn't matter.
Right.
Doesn't matter.
Right.
Even if you have intended to, as long as you don't leave, it's still not considered a hafsek. It's like leaving someone there and you left. There's
right.
No difference.
There's
the
no
meal
difference.
Is still considered.
No,
so
no, 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 no. It's not the meal is still going on because you have to make a bracha rishon
no
matter
yeah,
what.
Fine, but I mean in terms of bracha samazon, it's not
okay.
A hafsek for bracha samazon.
Right.
It's no difference whether you stay or
no,
you leave
no someone difference.
Else.
Right.
As
there's
long
no difference.
This is tziruf to the makom.
That's
it.
Right. That's right.
And Tosus argues with that, you say?
Well, Tosus argues.
No.
Not on that,
no.
But Tosus argues on the fact that Ramban says if everybody would pick up and leave, then they would have to bench. And Tosus says no, they still don't have to bench.
Mm-hmm.
Tosus, why does the Gemara say if everybody leaves to bench, it's a tova? Because once you leave, you're going to forget all about
so that's
it.
That's really the machlokas. Machlokas is when you nigmar suda, whether there's a and you're about to leave, whether there's a chiyuv to bench. Or not.
Okay, so that's the funny thing though. Why does the change of the makom make all the difference?
Right.
That's the.
But factually, that's the point of conflict.
Yes. Yes. Okay. All right.
That's
so.
Can I ask another factual question?
Yeah.
Yeah. So according to Ramban, if you leave and then you come back, the mechayev is when you come back, then you need to save your kalamazon, right?
Well, the Gemara says you have to make you have to say bracha l'mafreya before you go. I mean, that's what you're supposed to do. Tosus says it's Eitzah Tova, but that's what the Gemara says. Ramban takes that Gemara literally, and that's how he establishes his principle.
Eitzah Tova to bench when you come back.
No, when you leave. The Gemara says make a bracha l'mafreya
right,
before.
You,
if you didn't, of course you have to make. You have to come back and make a birkas hamazon. Everybody goes there.
No.
Well, at some point you do.
Well, you're going to continue eating again.
No, no, it's nothing to do with continue eating, according to Tosus.
No.
According to Tosus, has nothing to do with continue eating. It's just...
But according to Tosus, you could theoretically continue eating without benching.
Of course. You just need
you
to come back and
make
a bracha rishona.
That's
Mandy's question. In another place.
Right.
But certainly if you came back to that same place and made a new bracha rishona, it wouldn't be a problem. Okay. So let's just start off small, all right? I mean, it's the obvious point that we all know, but I think we just have to enunciate it to help us to ground us a little bit over here. So obviously, there's a big difference between bracha rishona and bracha achrona. I mean, that's one thing we see clearly here. The parameters for when you need a bracha rishona and when you need a bracha achrona are very different. So why is that? So that's what we've been basically talking about, right? If not explicitly, implicitly, and that is that the bracha rishona is really a matir for the achila you're about to engage in, okay, and it's matir a kvias of achila. The matir extends to whatever the kvias of the achila is when you set it up to begin with. That's the whole question in Psochem. Can you have in mind on the first coast, I'm going to have the second coast, and then not have the agada be hafsek? So it's a question of how we construct the kvias, but it's limited to the kvias. So every kvius has an end, and when I say let's bench, that's the end of my kvius. So now I want to eat again. So of course I need a new bracha rishona.
Yeah.
Fine, that's not a problem. The question is, but whereas bracha achrona is what is not a matir, obviously because it's done afterwards, so it's obviously not a matir or something. It's a hodah on the sviya of echalta v'savata v'rachta, right? It's Odo on the Sviya. So what's the question? What's the problem over here? So the problem over here is like this. And I know Tosus just mentioned it, you know, Agav Orcha, and he just mentioned that it's not the case. But there is a Havamina. There is a Havamina that Tosus entertains for a moment, or at least that he dismisses, which is worthy of something. That's a Havamina, which would mean to say that it would be exactly the same. bracha, whenever you'd be chayav a bracha achorna, a bracha rishon, you'd be chayav a bracha achorna. Tosfos makes the point that that's not the case. But it's a possibility that when it said you can't go further, you can't eat anything, he meant to say it's usser. Why is it usser? Because you have a chayav of birkas hamazon. You understand? The lashon of the Gemara is more mashma that way. Usser. Usser is mashma. You wouldn't say to a guy, here's an apple and it's usser to eat. It's not usher to eat, it needs a matir. But if they had to say birkas hamazon, then it would be proper to say it's usher to eat. Why? Because there's a chov upon you, just like any mitzvah that's mutal upon you, you're not allowed to engage in something else before you fulfill this chov.
Right.
Right? So the plain shot in the Gemara, when he says it's usher for you to eat, implies like Tosas Havmi. That's why he has to interpret what he meant, usher for you to eat. It doesn't really mean it's usher for you to eat. He means don't forget that the new kviyas you need a new birka, a new bracha rishona. But there's a havamina that that whenever you would need the bracha rishona, you should also have to have a bracha achrona, right? So here's the problem. This is what I want to try to. I'm just trying to throw out the possibility over here that the problem that the Gemara, the rishonim are dealing with is how do you formulate precisely. Or how do you formulate the chiyuv when the chiyuv of hodah is chal? Precisely, when is the chiyuv of hodah chal? So the problem is, bracha rishona is pashut; it's right before, but bracha achrona is not so pashut. What is the pasuk? Vilchalta v'savata. So, I mean, if a guy is eating a very big meal 3/4 the way through, he's pretty satisfied. All right.
Some people.
Satisfied enough, if he would stop, he certainly would bench. So why doesn't he have to stop right away? Why isn't it the minute you reach Sviya?
Right.
You're not chayav to stop your meal and bench.
Right.
I mean, obviously that would be a preposterous kind of an inconvenient system. But when does it become a chov is the question. When is there a chov? So that's why the problem, because the problem is the it doesn't go by kvias, it goes by Sviya. Bracha Rishona goes by Kviyas. But there's no difference in Kviyas. In terms of the Sviya is not broken up into entities of Kviyas. If I ate a big meal in one sitting, or I broke it up into 10 little meals, in terms of the effect of Sviya, there's no difference at all. It's the same Sviya, just you can't say that there's a Sviya is, you know, the effect in the Gavra doesn't recognize the idea of Kviyas. It's just
abstract.
A cumulative effect.
It's, abstract,
it's not an abstract, right? So how do we how do we line it up? So I think that was Tosas Havamina, because it would be a very simple solution to say that there's really no way to figure out exactly when you're chayav and birkas a Muslim. So you know what we do? We go by the cause. We go by the entities of the cause of the sphere. That was, when are you chayav? You're chayav for the birkas hamazon, since there's no real way to define it, the precise moment, we'll just match it up with the entities of the kviyas himself. The entities of the kviyas are bringing you to sphere. Without the kviyas, you wouldn't have the sphere. So there's a havamina. There's a havamina to say that the birkas hamazon, just practically speaking, it's lined up with the bracha rishona. What does that mean? It means to say that the chiyuv of birkas hamazon, it's true without the sviya you wouldn't be mevarich on anything, but it's not chal in terms of sviya. It's chal in terms of the entity of the sviya, meaning the kviyas itself. So Tosas said that's a havamina. That's a possibility. Maybe that's the way it's defined. So therefore, all I need to do is look through Shas for whenever it says you need a new bracha rishona. That means that the kviyas is over, and now I have a chiyav of birkas hamazon because of the kviyas of achila that I completed. But he says that he just rejects that. I mean, he just says that's just not the case. That would be a tidy solution. But that's not the case. A little bit arbitrary, a little bit, I would say, artificial, right? Because kviyas and sviya don't really match up in any absolute way. But it would be a practical way of defining things, right? But that's not the way it is. Nobody holds to that position. That's not a position in the Rishonim. So how do we deal with the How do we deal with it? So that's what I want to try to define. Tosis approach to this problem and the Ramban's approach to this problem. All right. So, I mean, basically, I think Mendy, you were saying Tosis earlier. See, that's what's difficult, though. I mean, that's what I find is difficult. No, take a mitzvah like lulav, right? So you say there's man of the mitzvahs all day. That's fine, but there really is a chov on you from the morning until night. It actually is a chiyuv. It's like the Torah is saying, pick up that lulav. Is the Torah ever saying in the middle of your suda bench? Is it ever saying you must bench right now?
But the point is, there's a chiv, but once you are soveya,
So it's like an amorphous chov. It's never really chal. It's never chal on the govern in absolute sense. I mean, no, I'm saying it's something interesting.
But I mean, I don't understand the other side. Why should you have to
bet? So we're saying over here, according to Tosfos, I would say like this. I mean, it bothers me to say there's no way to formulate this chov on the gavra as an absolute chov. It bothers me a little bit to say it's just like a look back type of thing. Like, you never really have to do it. There's no point you really have to do it, but if you never did it, then you'll be over. I mean, that's more or less what, you know, you're saying.
Well, it's the state of Svi, basically.
The state of Svi is not Machai of you at any moment.
It's Machai of the bench.
Unless you're going to say it's the very ass.
The state of
Svi
is Machai of the bench.
Not the bench. Is that what you're saying?
Then you're going to turn it into like a lav.
Right.
Then you're going to turn it into a lav.
You can't say that.
What do you mean? It's a lav to what?
To let this be
a no, because then you're about to the mitzvah. You have a chiyuv to bench while you're...
So that's what you could say like that. You could say the chiyuv is at the gemar of the sviya. When he finishes the meal, not the Ramban. He's trying to say for the Tosis.
Okay.
That the only thing is, if a guy decides to eat more later, it turns out he continued his Svia. As long as you can't leave the Svia without being a Mavarech.
Right?
It really is. It's true that it's formulated as an assay, but it is Hisham Elocha Pentishka Chas Hashem Elokecha Levil Tishmor Mitzvos of Mishpatav Chukos of Asher Anochi Mitzav Chayom, right? Pen Tochov Vesavoto Votam Tovim Tivim VYoshavta, etc. Now it is true that it's a chol. It's true. It's formulated like an assay, but really it means to say that there's an obligation. There's an obligation at the gemar of the Svia to recognize and be Meshabeach the source of that Svia. Okay? So it's really Tully in the Das Adam. Even if he changes his mind and he wants to continue the Svia, so then that Svia as an entity is not closed. In other words, the Svia itself is a state in the Gavra. It's composed and continues based on his Achila. And when can you say the Svia is really culminated? When he's no longer going to be involved in Svia. Now, it comes out, he can change his mind, and Mamela, he's continuing the Svia. But conceptually speaking, you can't leave the Svia before your Meshabeach.
But
there's nothing to do with Makom. It has nothing to do with Makom.
But you're not solving the problem of this
Svia. Of the Chov.
Of the Chov just being... lasting an indefinite amount of time.
But I mean, it does seem like Mendy is saying, is that it's a different formulation. This mitzvah, according to Tosfos, has a different formulation. It's not real. It's just there's a chova to. That's what.
State of Svia.
The state. You must be a mavarich during the state of Svia. There's no specific moment that it's chal on you, like a mitzvah say, like lulav or something like that.
Well, it's like lulav. Same thing.
No, it's not. It's not.
Lulav is the unit is a yom. Here, the unit is Svia. It's the state of daylight. Here's the state of Svia.
I disagree with that.
Okay, go ahead.
Because if you're going to really say there's a chov on you, see, here's the problem. Mm-hmm. If you're going to say that there's a chov during the state of Svia,
yes.
Okay. So then, what right do you have to continue eating? I mean, you have a mitzvah on you right now.
Continuing where? What's the case? Which case? Will you go elsewhere?
Any case. Let's say I say Havlam v'Nivrach.
Right.
So right. Now I have a new. Now I have a choice.
So now you
fulfill my chiyuv hamitzvah or push it off. And what
see,
right do I have to push it off?
And you want motzi, so you have to wash again.
Right.
And you have to.
Right.
Right.
But why don't you say it? Why don't you say you're mitznas mitzvahs? I mean, why don't you say a guy has no right to push off
again,
a mitzvah?
The only reason I have to wash again is because of bracha rishona.
I understand.
But the state of svi still relates you.
But the thing is, like, when you say there's a mitzvah of lulav all day long, it means to say there's a chiyuv on the gavra to pick up a lulav, and he has, every minute of the day, he has an obligation to pick it up. And the longer he waits, he's pushing off a mitzvah.
Okay,
but you're not going to say that by Birkas HaMazon. We're not going to say he's pushing off a mitzvah during the whole time of the Sfiyah.
Well, no, but the moment that...
Yeah.
Maybe you could...
So this is Mendy and Aaron. She's saying that that's good. I like it. That what? That you're saying that really there's a chiyuv to bench like any other chiyuv mitzvah. The only thing is you're allowed to eat because eating is going to engender more svia, right? And if you would bench first, then you would just be creating more svia and required to bench again. Is that what you're saying?
Not avoiding the chiyuv, because it generates the chiyuv. So the action of eating can't be seen as an avoidance of the chiyuv of benching.
Right. So you wouldn't be allowed to do other things then.
Like.
Like go out and leave.
Maybe if it's the chiyuv of lulav, I thought you just can't eat. What else can't you do besides eating?
I mean, eating is the only thing you know.
That's right.
In other words, the way I was trying to formulate it is that it's v'achalda v'savoto v'rachta. It's telling you the timeline that the svi, there's an achila that engenders a svia, and you must leave the svia with the bracha. Okay. When you end the svia must be ended with a. But if I want to extend, if I want to stay in the state of svia as long as I want, that's up to me.
Yeah.
I mean, the example I was thinking of when I was thinking about it was like you have a, like you say, when does avela start? It starts at stimas agolel. In other words, when you're if the mace is going to another town, so then it's when the guy turns around. So in other words, there's a certain end of being metapel b'meis, and that engenders the state of avelus. So there's a certain state of svia, and the leaving of the svia must be done through when you, it's really at the leaving of the svia is that's what engenders the obligation to be a mishabech. You can't engage in svia and leave it without being mishabech. It's really it's true. It's an asay, but it really does more have the form of an isser of being a kafoy tov on the state of svia and just leaving it unattended with a shavach. So the state of svia must be augmented by shavach, but must be accompanied by shavach. So as long as the state of svia exists, I'm not deciding to leave it. So I have no need to be a mevarich. Of course, if I let it go too long, I'll be mevatel that mitzvah.
Get up from the table and you go play a game of basketball. You're telling me that
as long as I still feel satisfied and I know I'm going to come back, I have no problem. There's no problem. It's just Eitz HaTova. Tosfos doesn't even say it's halachically obligatory. It's just Eitz HaTova that you might blow it. That's all. But it's not formulated like an asay. No, so Tosfos' question was, the question we're dealing with is how do you formulate the moment of the chiyuv of the Birkas HaMazon? Never, according to Tosfos. There's never really a moment where you say, this is, you must right now bench. It's that the achalta v'savota v'rachta, the achalta and the achila and the svia must be qualified by bracha.
That's it.
Okay. So as long as it's still possible for the qualification, there's no problem. Okay. So the Ramban though is difficult because the Ramban is saying that there is a moment when it condenses and you must bench.
Yeah.
Okay. So what I want to say is like this: that the Ramban is learning the opposite of Tosis. All right. Tosis is learning that that the chiyuv is never chal on you in an absolute sense. Okay. It's just that the state of sphere requires this. And as long as I continue the state of Sviya, then that's not the appropriate time to be Mishabech. You Mishabech at the Gemara of the thing. But the Ramban really holds, maybe this is more like Aaron was saying, that there is a chiyav to be mavarich immediately when you reach Sviya. V'achalta v'zavota v'rachta halachically, there's a chiyav of bracha. Right now there's a chiyav of bracha, but there's a matir of achila. It is a matir to continue in achila because of what Aaron was saying before, that it's the very substance of the Sviya itself, so you are allowed to continue engaging in the very thing that brings about the Sviya. You're allowed to keep engaging in it. So it's really chal right now. But there's a matir, hold on, there's a matir of continuing in the achila. So the only thing is like this. How long can the matir last? It can only last as long as the bracha is possible. And when is the bracha impossible? If it's a bracha that's ta'an makom, akiras makom is when it's impossible to perform the bracha. So the matir can only push off the obligation of the bracha, but it can't remove the obligation of the bracha. So according to the Ramban, since there's a chiyav birkas hamazon chal on the gavra right now, but there's a matir because achila is the same entity of the chiyav itself. So therefore, as long as I'm in the makom of the achila, I'll always have the matir of achila. Because not even if it's not the same achila, even if it's a different suda, but because the matir, because it goes by sviya, right? It goes by sviya. It doesn't go by the kviyas of the achila. It goes by sviya. But the only thing is, the matir cannot extend past the ability to say the bracha. As a matir says, you don't have to say the bracha now, because you can keep engaging in achila. But how long can the matir go? It can only go until the point where the bracha is no longer possible. So if it's a bracha that's ta'an makom, once you have akiras makom, there's an absolute chi of chal on you now. At the moment you're about to have akiras makom, there's an absolute chov. Now it's like a chov, like a regular mitzvah haseh. All of that, all of the probability now collapses into an absolute chov. You understand? During the whole time you're eating, you can't say when am I chayv, because I always have the matir to be able to continue in the eating. But the matir can't occupy the whole, can't negate. The matir is just telling you, you don't have to make the bracha now, you can push it off. But you can't push it past the ability to make the bracha. That's not a matir anymore. That's a dichud. It's not the achila is not docha the achiyav of benching. It's just a matir. So it could push it on hold, but it can't push it past the capability of the bracha itself. And this, since it's ta'an makom, once I leave the makom, now you must say the matir is removed and the chiyav is chal in an absolute sense. So therefore, when he comes back, he can't eat because the chiyav was chal. He can't get back that matir.
Do they argue in a case
the chiyav is still there though?
The chiyav is always there. It's a chiyav gavra.
Still there.
Yeah, absolutely.
As long as he's soveya.
As long as he's soveya, it's taught in makom. We should go back to the place. But so that's what I'm trying to say. The way that Tosfos and Ramban handle the question, it comes out to have one nafkamina. Tosfos learns that it really is a different kind of a formulation of an assay altogether. The Ramban says it's really chal with a matir. So the nafkamina is leaving the makom, because the makom is the place where I can, is the only place I can make the bracha. So if the chiyav was never chal on me, So then there's no reason why I can't leave the makom. That's Tosus. But if the chiyuv is chal, and the only reason I can keep eating is because there's a matir to keep eating, and that is a matir not to have to make the bracha right now because I can still engage in achila, but the matir can't exist beyond the capability of making the bracha itself. A matir can't occupy the entire possibility, the entire realm of possibility. I give you just an example. It says like, El Dvarim Shein Lahem Shiur. So we say, so the question is, what about Truma? Why is Truma, you know, the question is by Truma, it has only, you can only give, I think Tosafot raised the question. No, say that Truma, that Tevel, there's an Isser Tevel and there's a Matir of Truma, right? So how much do you have to give? One seed, one kernel is Matir the whole pile from Tevel, right? But is there a limit to how much truma you can give? There is. What's the limit? You can't give the whole kri. Why? Because the truma is a matir for the pile. You can't give the whole thing. There's no matir anymore. You have to take from the pile. The truma is matir. The truma has to be from the pile. It's just the mashal. In other words, you go, there's nisa tevel, and then there's the trum. Taking the trum is matir the pile. You can't take the whole thing as truma. That's not a matir. A matir can't relate to the entire thing. Is what I'm trying to point out. A matir can say that of the time that you have to do it, you have a matir up until a certain amount of time, but it can't occupy the entire time. That's not a matir. That's not being matir the chiyav. That's being doche the whole chiyav. So that's where the Ramban is saying that when can you say that the matir definitely is removed? When you've exceeded the ability to make the bracha. That's akiras makom by a bracha that's ta'an makom. Only then can you say that the chov that was held in abeyance with the matir is chav absolutely. And then if you would come back, you would be usher for you to eat until you bake birkas hamazon.
But going to Ramban, if you said if you were there and you said Rabbi Sain of Oreich,
that's a good question.
And then you stop. Then you have to make.
You don't. Because he says the because he holds that the that this it's all that the svia is that the achila is matir the bracha on svia has nothing to do with the suda that.
Yeah, but what's the difference if you get up?
Oh, because I can still be mevarich on this svia in this makom. As long
you
as
can,
I can,
by coming back, you can.
No, but no, that's not called being able to.
Why?
That because once I leave, I made it impossible.
Well,
once I leave,
impossible?
Once
why
I leave.
In other words, why is leaving considered an objective end of the Suda when Rabbi Sain of Aruch is not an objective end?
Because I don't have. Once I leave, I cannot make the bracha where I am. So leaving is removing from the gavra at that moment. When he is outside of the makom, he was mafkia himself from the ability to make the bracha where he is. He'd have to change where he is to make the bracha. So that the matir can't exceed, can't go past, the matir can't remove the ability of him to make the bracha. The matir can't go past his ability to make the bracha.
But when he says,
let's bench, so really he always has the obligation to make a birkas hamazon. But the nature of birkas hamazon is, that since, like Aaron was saying, since it's an inyan on Svia, and Achila is an inyan of Svia, Achila is always a matir for the Birkas HaMazon.
But why wouldn't you say that Havon Menivrach is breaking it off and then making it, you know?
Because nothing really happened when he said Havon Menivrach. Well, I mean, he's still in the state of Svia, and Achila is always matir.
He was Gala, he separated now, he's delineating now, he separated
but,
off.
But it doesn't go by Kvias. It doesn't go by entities of Kvias. It doesn't go by entities of Kvias.
We keep attached. The reason why the Ramban Svar works is that we keep.
Now, is he saying that the achil, the mitzvah of Birkas HaMazon is given with a matir of achila? That's it. That is the type of. That's how it is. The only thing is, once you make the bracha, once you leave the makom, then you've removed the possibility of the. Then it's impossible for the matir to function because the matir can't. The matir can only be give you more time to make the bracha, But it can't exceed the time that there is. It can't exceed the ability to make the bracha itself. It's impossible. That's impossible. Then it's just going to be docha the bracha. That's not the nature of a matir anymore. In other words, you have to look first at the realm of the bracha. Where is the realm of the bracha? So in this case, the realm of the bracha, you could say, in two dimensions. It has to be a certain amount of sviya, obviously. If you lose the sviya, you're in trouble. But it's relegated to a makom. So the realm of this bracha is this makom. Okay, out of this makom is beyond the realm of this bracha. Now within the realm of something, a matir can exist. You could say, here's all of the makom, here's all of the space, so to speak, that the bracha takes up. And you have a matir in 99% of it. You can shift it around wherever you want. Okay? But if it covers 100% of it, then obviously it's not a matir anymore. It's not a matir in terms of pushing it off till a later point. It's now it's obliterating it and it's covering it completely. Okay? Theoretically, you have to look at the relationship between the two. The relationship between the two is there's a certain delineated space of the bracha, of the chiyuv of the bracha, and there's a matir that you don't have to do it right now. Okay, why? Because there's still time to do it. Okay, but once I leave the makom, now I have left the entire situation of that bracha. I've left the situation of that bracha. It's not possible that the matir can be greater or equal to the situation of the bracha itself. Now you tell me, okay, I can remedy it, I can be the evet, I can come back and still make the bracha. That's fine. But it's not possible in that initial stage to have the matir occupy the entire zman of the bracha itself. So it must be that it had to be that it was chal. Once it's chal, now it's absolute.
For something which is not chal bracha.